everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about death, the Halloween episode. Hi, Cindy. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
What?
Happy Halloween, everyone. I said happy Halloween, everyone.
What in the world are you wearing on your teeth?
These are my Dracula teeth. For Halloween.
Take those out. I wouldn't be caught dead with you looking like that. They're horrible.
All right. I'll take them out.
Where did you buy those? At the 99-cent store? Do not wear those outside of this studio because...
I know. Because you wouldn't be caught dead with me wearing them. That means she's embarrassed to be seen with me.
Yes.
Okay. But hang on a second. Now I need to go brush my teeth. My mouth tastes like plastic. Here, hang on. Watch my pet scorpion while I'm gone. Come on, just watch my pet scorpion while I'm gone.
Are you trying to scare me to death? You know that bugs scare me to death.
Happy Halloween. I need to go brush my teeth. Relax, it's not a real scorpion. Look, he's only rubber.
Oh my. Is there anything left at the 99-cent store? Or did you buy every last disgusting thing in there?
Happy Halloween!
That girl is going to scare me to death. Ooh, yuck, scorpions.
Okay, I'm back. Are you okay?
Empty your pockets. Do you have any other disgusting things with you?
No, nothing. My pockets are empty, I swear.
You promise?
Promise.
Good.
You know, I just didn't want you to become bored to death.
Bored to death?
Yeah, you're here in the recording studio day in and day out. I was worried you might be tired of it. Bored to death. Mr. Giant Scorpion is here to keep you company.
Boredom is not the problem.
Check out our Facebook page later, everyone, and I'll post a picture of Mr. Giant Scorpion.
And then Mr. Scorpion is going to disappear for a very long time.
You're a bug hater.
Yep.
Hey, Marta, I do have one more thing in my bag, and it's not disgusting.
Oh, thank goodness.
In fact, it's pretty awesome. I have in my hands your new album, 12 Notes, Country Made in Italy. It's a fantastic album. Congratulations, you did a great job. I love it.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited about this new album. We're shooting the video clip right now. It'll be out in a month. I think everyone is going to enjoy it.
And how can we view the video when it's ready?
On our YouTube channel. It's 12NTV. 12NTV. Go check it out. There's the making of the CD. Oh, we had such a great time in the recording studio.
And I love the cover photo. And the mini poster inside. You look hot.
Thanks. We had a lot of fun doing that photo shoot.
The photo is beautiful. You look drop-dead gorgeous.
Drop-dead gorgeous.
We say drop-dead gorgeous to say somebody's really beautiful, stunning, drop-dead gorgeous.
For example,
Marta looks drop-dead gorgeous on her new album cover.
And what about my husband? I think he looks so handsome in his cowboy hat and boots.
Bellissimo. Very handsome. It's amazing because when he wears that cowboy hat, he is a dead ringer for Tim McGraw, the American country singer.
A dead ringer for Tim McGraw. That's good, right?
Yes, it is. That means he looks just like Tim McGraw. He could be Tim's stunt double. He's a dead ringer.
He'll be happy to hear that.
And when he does his impression of Johnny Cash singing the country western song Ring of Fire, he is dead on.
So if we say his impression of Johnny Cash is dead on, that means he does an exact impression of Johnny Cash. He sounds just like the real Johnny Cash.
Exactly. His impression of Johnny is dead on.
He'll be happy to hear that as well. He's a big fan of Johnny Cash.
Marta, tell everyone how they can purchase this awesome new album of yours, 12 Notes, Country Made in Italy.
It's on iTunes. Just search for Country Made in Italy by 12 Notes. That's 12N, 1, 2, N. Thank you.
Perfect. Check it out, everyone. It's a great album. Marta and Federoc have put every bit of their heart and soul into this album, and it's pretty amazing. My compliments to you on a job well done.
Thank you so much. You're not going to pull another giant scorpion out of your pocket now, are you?
No, you're safe. But I think the show has come to a dead end here.
It has come to a dead end, right? It's time to wrap it up.
It's time to wrap it up and end this episode. It's Halloween, and I need to get home so I can hand out candy to all the little trick-or-treaters.
Happy Halloween, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Happy Halloween, and come visit us on our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. You can also listen to previous episodes of My American Friend on Podomatic and iTunes. And don't forget to stop by and say hi on our Facebook page. And follow us on Twitter. What was that?
It sounded like the doorbell.
Who could it be? Nobody knows we're here. Did you order a pizza?
No, I didn't order anything. No one even knows that we're in the studio.
Don't answer it. Maybe they have the wrong door.
Cindy, look.
Oh my gosh, it's an envelope.
It's got your name on it.
And it's written in red. Oh my gosh, who's doing this? Don't open it.
Oh no.
What?
Oh no.
What? What is it?
It's from your credit card company.
Oh sh.
It says, "Dear Cindy, we regret to inform you that your credit card account has now been closed. Please destroy all your remaining credit cards. You can't buy any more shoes. Sincere regards, your credit card company."
No!
Happy Halloween, my American friend.